This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Oh, I love that song so much. Right now, this is big. This is the first contest we've done in a really long time, actually. Get on the phones there, Nicole.
I'm excited. People have already been calling in, so.
Oh, bad. Yeah. People want their tickets. I mean, look, this is like, it's like the first positive step toward the future. Like, people are betting that in 2021, we'll be back. Here's what's happening. Outside Lands 2021. Not just on the books, August 6th through 8th in Golden Gate Park. It's the lineup is set already. All those bands are like, yes, yes, we would love to book a gig. We'll totally do Outside Lands. So Outside Lands 2021, 3-day tickets right now for caller number 97, 800-400-3697. You instantly win a pair of 3-day tickets for Outside Lands 2021. The tickets officially go on sale today, sfoutsidelands.com, 10 a.m. Place your bets, people. You know, I'm betting on the world to come back. If you call now and you're 97, you get them before you can buy them. And we'll have another pair tomorrow.
The same number you're calling is the number you can use to text us, too. And we get those throughout the show. Usually, you know, very specific comments about whatever we're doing, whether it be news or celebrity stories or music or whatever. So here's some of the stuff you guys sent us. Again, 800-400-3697. I worked with a Daenerys a few years ago, but she was in her 50s, so I doubt she was named after the character.
Yeah, quite impossible.
Although, maybe she calls herself that because she loves the show so much.
Maybe her name's actually really Danielle. Name.
Right.
I actually love the name Danny, though, for a girl.
I do, too.
I have a couple good
Danny
friends.
Was on my short list right there at the end. After the baby was born, and it was because Danny's a name in one of the Red Hot Chili Peppers songs I was playing when the kid was coming. You know, I mean, really coming, like actually coming out. But it didn't. Danny. It didn't happen. Let's see here. Teacher here, I have students with many names you read off. Milo's are usually annoying, and Maeve is cool.
If you guys haven't seen Sex Education on Netflix, it is funny and touching and well acted, and really, I highly recommend it. It's a great, and it's quick too. It's like half hour episodes. I think maybe 8 or 10 a season. It's fantastic. Not for kids. Lots of sex because it's right there in the name.
Right. A lot of people wrote in about the proper pronunciation of that musician's daughter's name, which is Heaven Backwards. Many people know that either that name or that specific young lady. I guess she, what did they say? That was 2000, so she'd be 20 now. She's
Nevaeh, is that what we decided?
Nevaeh was what they were saying repeatedly to me, and I frankly, okay, it's a made-up name. It's a backwards word that... So Heaven. Whatever he or she or anyone else says is fine by me. It almost, not quite, but almost reminds me of all the Irish names out there where you look at it and go, nah, I don't see it. But okay, you say so.
Right, exactly. Well, even a name like Sean is an Irish name, S-E-A-N. You know, it's like Seamus. It's spelled Seamus or something.
Right, yes.
Or Sinead. God only knows how you get Sinead or that, what's that chick's name? Rhymes with inertia. she's a huge actress.
Saoirse
Ronan. She always says Saoirse, like Inertia. I'm like, oh.
Right.
And it's like S-O-I-R-C-H backwards X. I don't know. Can you turn an X backwards?
No.
All right. Confusing.
I went to Tipsy Scoop in New York City and got a flight. That's trying four flavors at once. It was a really weird feeling being buzzed off ice cream, and it was overwhelming with all the sugar. I wouldn't eat it again.
Oh. And when you have that much sugar with alcohol, you're looking for a hangover, really.
A big headache.
Mm-hmm. Headache. You get the ice cream headache and the sugar headache.
My mom's name is Neva. She always told people, never forget it.
Adorable.
So they remember how to pronounce it.
Neva. I think Neva's really cute. I think Neve is cute, too. That's fine. I have no problem with that.
Haley Mills played Miss Bliss on Saved by the Bell.
Oh. I didn't
so
watch
she was
Saved
still
by the
acting.
How funny. That was the 90s, well right? Saved her... by the Bell? She would have been in her 50s in the 90s?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that lady comes up because I watched The Parent Trap, the original one. I had no idea there were two. But it was done in 1961. I had to look it up, but was like, okay, trip out.
Yeah, it was cute. I used to love that movie.
Oh,
I
want to
watch both
fights.
Of them. Maybe I'll do a little Parent Trap marathon today, Vinny.
All right. Oh, food fights. This will be the first year that I'm missing my summer camp since I was 9 years old, thanks to this COVID nonsense. This would have been, oh boy. See if I can. Oh, this would have. Oh, this. I lost the thread because.
Is it a teenager? Because I doubt they're still going in their 20s, right? That is too bad. People, you know, people who love camp, they love it.
You know what's funny is.
Not so much.
The Parent Trap, the old one, the one I just mentioned, starts at a summer camp. And my daughter was watching it and was like, camp looks so fun because they have a dance. And the girls all are dressed up, and there's boys, and my daughter seems to be into that.
Summer camp is fun.
We're not sending you to that camp, young lady. Sorry.
We had day camp. Did you ever get sent to a sleepaway camp when you were a kid?
Nope. Did not.
I didn't either. There was this one horse camp I wanted to go to. My parents were like, we can't afford that. Which is a bummer. Day camp at the Y.
Sarah, did you discuss Steve Bing's suicide? He was a billionaire father of Elizabeth Hurley's son.
No, I haven't seen that. When did this happen? I know exactly who Stephen Bing is. That the,
happened 2 days ago, I think. Maybe the weekend.
I haven't seen it.
Send yeah, he was a billionaire, and I didn't know that. When I read the story, I thought, oh my goodness, he's one of the... What is that? The Giver Fund, Giver Pledge?
Oh, where they pledged
George Lucas is in it. Yeah, he's one of the guys who pledged his you know, billions or millions.
Half of his net worth to be given away by the time he's dead or something. It's Warren Buffett. I think Bill Gates is in it.
Right.
A bunch of really rich people. I didn't know Stephen Bing was in that. I don't really know that much about him, but the name is familiar because I definitely remember the whole Liz Hurley thing.
Yeah.
Which is, and it's weird, like, not that this is related in any way to this guy's suicide, which I know nothing about, but I think the son just turned 16 years old, and I remember there being some, I don't know, like, slightly disturbing photos of her in, like, really low-cut tops, sort of hugging onto the kid. No, just weird, you know? Everybody's got their own thing going on.
Right.
See if you can find that. Let's see if anything thinks it looks like. I don't know. I'm sure his friends all think she's great.
Give me the search terms. We want me to search.
Elizabeth Hurley hugging 16-year-old at his birthday party. How about that? try that.
I'll tell you one thing I know to be fact. That lady is still as stunning as she ever was.
Oh, I agree. She's beautiful.
I can't believe how whatever she does, hides in the house or sunscreen or just, you know, maybe it's genetics entirely. She is still stunning.
Finding any pictures of her?
So you want pictures, huh?
Well, Well,
is there a video or anything?
No, I mean, like pictures maybe sure from this... Instagram or something. Her hugging her son, like clutching him to her bare chest, basically.
I got one. Here's one for you.
All right. Hold on. Let's have a look at this.
Oh, this will be good.
Let's see. Where is my...
It's also weird.
That we've pumped the brakes on this segment to see her boobs.
Oh, that's
not just
the one
us,
I'm thinking
right?
Of.
Yeah, no,
I
that's know, not. Just, yeah. That's not.
I mean,
he's a good-looking kid, though.
He's good-looking. No wonder she's so into him.
Really, really, really pretty.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
No, I mean him.
Oh, him too. Yeah,
he's very pretty.
Oh boy. Well, look, they're you know, right. Mother-son relationships. Know. They're very close.
Oh, Vinny, I feel for you being sheltered in place with two little girls. Yeah, well, it is what it is. No one asked for this, right?
No.
At least I'm not. Oh, why can't I think of his name? Because I think of his name a lot. The guy who lost his leg and we don't even know if he's going to live through this. What's that guy's name?
I don't have it on the tip of my tongue, but he's a Broadway dude who, and I believe he's out of the coma. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they lifted him out of the, it was a
Nick Cordero.
Nick Cordero. There you go. There it is. But he's lost a leg, and he's had like mini strokes, and he can't breathe, and he's been in the hospital all this time. He's a brand new baby. I think he's only like 40 too, or you know, he's
early
really
40s.
Yeah, he's young.
Yeah. So sad.
Oh boy, here's someone who loves Louis Capaldi so much. We don't play him enough, apparently.
Oh, I get
we
it.
I feel the same
Louis
way.
Capaldi a lot more. They're saying. Right.
Somebody to hear, somebody to let it wash over
let
you.
Just let
somebody
it roll.
To
hurt, somebody
to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I just like leave it at a low volume the whole time. You can finish the segment here.
Get that off. Don't do it. You're just torturing people now. I'm
That's
obsessed.
True.
My like I you know I shouldn't listen to it. I'm too obsessed with it.
I'm fulfilling people's needs right now. That's what I'm doing.
602 says, was listening to your comments on Jimmy Kimmel. You were spot on. But if you want to turn your stomach, go watch your favorite TV shows from the 80s. Racism and sexism is astounding. Yeah, I mean, I think that's the deal. We have watched, especially for people who work in the media, that would be this show and, you know, and many more. They've watched the sensibilities, our society's sensibilities change dramatically from the 90s till now. And I do think that, you know, when this job started for me, it was about pushing the envelope and making the phone ring. That's what my boss wanted. We were on a rock station and he was like, yeah, please make noise. We need a ruckus. So that was sort of the job. Now, right. Things have changed considerably, and that's okay. I personally don't like the going back into history and finding people who've made a mistake or did something with those sensibilities and now judging it by today's criteria. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
So, I don't know.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
What's that guy's name? From South Park,
Mr. Mackey.
Is that his name? He's a teacher. Or no, or is he the therapist? I think he's a therapist. Okay.
I think they do a lot of voices blend together there.
Okay.
Oh my God, I just had a COVID test and didn't know our nostrils went that deep.
I know.
I felt that swab come out my rear.
Oh.
I think they meant ear. That's right.
I'm going to say ear. Because otherwise, I mean, is your rear on top of your head? Because they're sticking it straight up. It actually does feel like, boy, that seems like it would disconnect my optic nerve. I don't know. It's very invasive. Not painful, though. Don't worry. If you're getting one, don't sweat it. Like, I was really scared. I thought it was going to be very painful. And it's, you know, it's not going to be your favorite thing or anything, but it doesn't hurt at all. It's hot. Gotta get it all the way up there. You can feel it, every inch of it.
Yeah, you were scared, but it wasn't that painful.
And they put several inches up there. Oh, you're hilarious. Turn up the sexy music.
Not painful. Don't worry about it.
My 7-year-old destroys the couch on the daily. The cushions are never on when they live on the floor all day long. Mm. Yeah, that's...
Well, isn't it great that she gives you something to do every day? All right, I get to put the couch back together. I'm getting to be an expert at this.
All right.
All right.
Not being trained to save... that one's a half of one. Sorry, these things, they just aren't in order the way they should be. I don't know why that... You'd think that any system you built would be... That would be one of the sort of priorities...
Right.
Make the
Let's keep
sort of
these
in
order.
Right. Right.
Boy, it'd be harder to read if they were split onto three different pages with other things in between.
Oh, my God, Sarah. How do you not know that Jeopardy is not airing new episodes? You reported a week or two that they had shown their last episode. And, well, listen, we report a lot of stories, right?
And I don't watch Jeopardy. Sorry about it, you know.
South Dakota is where Mount Rushmore is. Sheesh.
Whatever. Who's gone to the Dakotas?
Not me.
Yeah.
Me either. Someday, maybe.
I actually think what will be really nice for me as just a human being in general is the remedial learning I'm going to go through with my kid now as I'll be doing homework with her. There's probably a lot of simple things that I'll go, oh, yeah. Or, really? Oh,
right.
Wish I'd known that all along. Jeesh.
It's about third grade where the math drops off, though. You'll be really surprised. Like, oh, I thought I knew some math.
Oh, I know she's going to leave me in the dust with that for sure. Anyway, I am out of time, but I appreciate all the texts you guys sent. Thanks so much. We'll be back after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday, which makes tomorrow Friday, the day we all live for, our weekly holiday.
Yay!
I know. Excited. Fun
I'm
show
looking
today.
Forward to us taking a break. I know that I love being here and doing this show, but it's going to be good after next week to get away for a bit. And
well, when you think about 15 weeks of broadcasting from home and all the adjustments that have been made, and by the end of that, it'll have been 16 weeks. I mean, it's been mentally taxing. Let's put it that way. I personally need a reset. I know that we all must.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, and I'm just looking forward to Friday. I really, you know, Friday always just like lifts my spirits. I'm just happy to be here all the days, but Friday is especially fun. Thanks to Scott Capro for coming on today. He does shows on Instagram every night at 8 o'clock and a full-length show every Saturday night on Instagram at 8 o'clock. And thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. And, you know, take us with you wherever you go. Even if it's on radio.com, just put us in your pocket and we'll be happy to be there with you. Keep the stream on 24/7.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.